Fencing in the United States is now more popular than ever. Since 2001, the number of high school fencers has doubled nationally and on Long Island. J.D. Allen of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau has the story for us. And full disclosure, in addition to being a reporter, he's also a fencing coach.
Come on, be like you mean it. You gotta bend the knees a little bit.
Every Wednesday night, Anthony Matera teaches a class of about a dozen 8-year-old boys the basics of fencing.
Bend the knees, get on guard, weight up, wrist up, good. Stronger with the beat, come on, stronger. There you go.
Matera is the owner of Suffolk Fencing Academy in Farmingville. On any given school night, upwards of 80 to 100 school kids show up here to practice. The Academy is one of 67 fencing programs in a club or school on Long Island. The Suffolk Fencing Academy is tucked away at the end of a small neighborhood strip mall. If you're passing by, you might mistake it for a dance studio. Tonight, Matera is teaching 8-year-old Liam Lachlan how to properly attack his friend Jeremiah Aylin.
1 second. No, not yet. I got it from my arm.
Okay.
During a water break, they sit up against their equipment bags that tower over them.
My mom had been looking up fencing places, but they were far away, so we couldn't do them. But then my friend's mom, they found a fencing place right here. So now I come here with my friend.
Liam's father, Roy, says college opportunities are what makes fencing attractive to parents.
We like the idea of putting him in something a little bit more obscure in hopes that down the road, if it's something he really takes to and sticks with, that it could help with a college, some sort of scholarship or something. I think a lot of parents are doing that these days because the cost of college tuition has become so high that you need to, as a parent, you need to start looking at some of these things and considering them even at a young age.
Matera says it's the kids and their parents who fence in clubs like his that push athletic directors to start fencing programs in their own schools.
That's one thing parents tell me, is that, you know, they used to view fencing as an elitist sport that only the rich people can do. Once they come here, they realize, they take a look around, and then they're like, wow, this is really cheap or affordable.
Matera has helped set up a total of 4 high school programs in the past 2 years. Sayville High School joined last year, and Lindenhurst, Islip, and Southampton are aiming for next year.
Costs $30,000 to start 2 programs, a boys' team and a girls' team, and that's what the school districts would have to invest in.
That includes about $500 worth of equipment, including masks and weapons per player. This is about the same as outfitting a high school golfer, and way less than basketball, football, or lacrosse. Andrea Cole of Kings Park says when her 11-year-old son Paul wanted to join lacrosse, she was floored by the cost.
Just the helmet alone was going to cost us over $100. So comparatively for sports on Long Island, this is probably one of the cheaper ones that you can do.
Matera says that as more parents realize that fencing will set their children apart when applying for college, he expects his program to grow. That means more 8-year-old fencers. And what 8-year-old doesn't want a saber in his hand?
It's fun. Saber's cool. Gear cool. I always been wanting to do this.
J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
This story was a collaboration between WSHU News and Stony Brook University's School of Journalism.